Okay, today's daf is Ba'abasar, daf Kuf Mem Aleph, and we are on Kuf Mem Beis right after the Mishnah. So the Mishnah spoke about Tumtum. If somebody leaves a Ben and a Bas and a Tumtum, Lechasim Merubim, Lechasim Muatim, that was the question that was dealt with in the Mishnah, as the Mishnah, the parak started off. And also we have now what happens if somebody says him Teilei Dishti Zachar, then he'll get this money, Teilei Dishti Nekeva, this money v'chulu. As the Rashbam says, this is a case of Metzava Machmas Machmisa, or they did a Kinyan. Just one Ha'ara, the Rimigash here discusses, you know, wondering, again we're not going to go through it now, but he brings up the sugi of Asmachta, right? Asmachta is always a commitment based on a future event, and you're not sure what is going to happen. So we say we pass on Asmachta is Lokanya, right? It's Akona, the cases of Misachi Bekuvia and other cases in Sanhedrin, Be'ez Hashem, that will come up. The Rimigash wonders why it's not Asmachta in this case. He doesn't know what's going to be. Is it going to be a son? Is it going to be a daughter? Is it going to be both? So why do we say he's committed? He just brings that up. So he says maybe it's different because there's a future event that could be differences. Again, the Rishonim discussed this. Here, you know something's going to happen. You're just not sure which. Or you'll be happy with both equally, but with both results. It's not a case of Asmachta where you're betting on something in the future that there is an outcome of winning or losing, so to speak. But that's what he brings up. One also might related to we had a big Tosfos earlier in the Masechta a couple of months ago where the Bali Tosfos said maybe there's a difference at Asmachta between whether something is in your control or not. If something is in your control, maybe there could be an issue of Asmachta because you might think that you could control it. There's any type of skill involved. And that Tosfos is quoted in the Ramah and Choshen Mishpat. Well, if it's totally out of your control, total luck, HaKadosh Baruch, who's in charge, then maybe it wouldn't be a case of Asmachta. Like here. Here is not in one's control. Whatever one, whatever the woman is pregnant with, it's that's what's going to be, right? Like the Mishnah is described, and the Gemara discusses at the end of Maseches Brachos, right? If somebody tries to daven after his wife is pregnant for a specific gender, Arizu Tefillah Shav, because it already is a case. We just don't know what it is. But either way, that's an issue interesting that the Rimi Gash brings up on the Mishnah about the topic of Asmachta. Okay, but now let us get to the Mishnah and into today's issues. Says the Mishnah. So the first Mishnah, the first line of the Mishnah said, if somebody has sons and daughters and tumtum, so if he has a chasim merubin, so then the sons have the upper hand, and therefore they push away the tumtum. No, you can't be with us. The chasim watim, then the nekebos have the upper hand, and they push him away. Which makes it sound like, dochos oso, there, and then what? Does he get anything? Says the Gemara. Dochen oso. So first we look at the first line of the Mishnah. That the sons, in a case of Nechasim Merubim, the sons push away the tumtum, the safek away, the shakel kabas. So we assume he gets like the smaller amount, which in that case would be the daughters, right? If they're in a Chasim Merubim, then the daughters, they would get something. They wouldn't get nothing. Right? The first line, the sons push into the daughters, meaning he'll get like a daughter. Haktani Seifa, but in the next line, or in the end of the Mishnah, Yolda Tumtum in a notel, if the person has a Tumtum after saying, if I have a Zachar, he'll get 100. If he has a Gev, I'll get 100. Tumtum doesn't get anything. That makes it sound like he wouldn't get anything. He's not a son, or he's not a daughter. Right, so which is it? The first part of the Mishnah gives one impression. The end of the Mishnah gives a different impression. So Amar Abaya, Dochenoso Ve'enlo. Abaya said, Machlokas Abaya and Rava. Rava says, we should understand the first line of the Mishnah as we push him away to the daughters. Doesn't mean push him away from the sons. That's the emphasis. Not as much going to the daughters, but pushing away from the sons. And the daughters would also push him away from the daughters in the second half. Ain't low, and it's difficult, right? Because there are certain halachas. We discussed tumtum, if you remember, back on the Kuf Chavav Mabeis. We had five different nafkaminas. If there was a tumtum shenikra, he doesn't get pishnayim, and maybe he doesn't get prasmila day 8, and he doesn't have tumas leida, and he's not might be chelik habachorah. We had all those deos in the Mishnah, Kuf Chavav Mabeis, Kuf Chav Zayin Amid Aleph. So here it says Abaya, Dochanoso the Ainlo, that's how we should understand the first line of the Mishnah in light of the later part of the Mishnah. Meaning he's a real Suffolk. And if he's a real Suffolk, each one could say, well, prove to me that you're a Ben, prove to me that you're a daughter, and Hamot Bechaver Lav Araya. For Rava Amar, no, Dochanoso Yeshlo. Rava says, Dochanoso Yeshlo, he's a Suffolk Zachar, Suffolk Nekeva, and therefore he takes Kupachos Shebishnehem. right? He would take the minimum. Whoever gets the smaller amount in this case, if the daughters get mizonos, then he's going to get mizonos. So that's a smaller amount. If the sons are going to have to be shalal psachim, still have to be shalal psachim, depending on the smaller amount. That is the first line. The first line of the Mishnah reflects the shita of Dochrat of Yeshlo. He's a suffix. The seifa son of Reb Shimon Gamliel, and the next to last line of the Mishnah, which says, if he says, if my wife has a boy, if my male, if my wife has a female, and there's a tumtum, he doesn't get anything. So that's like the shita of Reb Shimon Gamliel, because Reb Shimon Gamliel holds that tumtum is not a zachar until he is nikra, he's not a zachar, or in a keva, it's birya bifnei atzma. Different halachically, and therefore he would get nothing. Says the Gemara Ditznan, right? There's a Mishnah in elsewhere, as Rashi quotes the Mishnah here in. Here's Rashi quotes in Maseches Temura and Parak Ketzen Ma'arimin. The sugi is Ketzen Ma'arimin al Bachar, the same of the Parak Ketzen Ma'arimin. What's the halacha? My animal is about to have a firstborn. About to have a Bachar. But you know what? I already owe an Ola to the Beis HaMikdash. I'm going to have to give a Bachar and give an Ola. I have a great idea. Before my Bachar is born, I'm going to be Makdim. I'm going to be Makdish it and label it before it comes out. So then it'll be an Ola and it'll cover my Bachar and then there won't be a problem. Right? So that's why a person might want to be Ma'arim on the Bachar. That's what Rashi quotes, the Rashbam quotes the earlier part of the Mishnah, before the line of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel that we're about to quote. Let's look in the Rashbam, 10 lines up at the bottom. Tisad b'mesachas temura perakeretzen ma'arimen ala b'char, mivakere shaysa mu'uberes, an animal that is about to have a firstborn. O mer mashe b'me'eha shalzu, whatever is in the me'ayim of this animal, im zachar ola, im nekeva shlamim. Right, zachar, olas are only zacharim. So that's why if it's a male, it's an ola. If it's a keva, it could be a shlamim. Yolda shnei zacharim, echad mehem yikrav ola, v'sheni yimachal achayvei ola. Mehem chulin, yolda shnei keva, it goes through all the details. But l'maisa, a person is trying to prevent the kedusha, because the kedusha's bachar starts at the moment of leida, v'yoradeya shen chafalf. So it starts at the moment of leida, and therefore, says the Tanakama, you're able to do this. What happens if it is a tumtum and an androgynous? So that's where we get to the line quoted in our Gemara. So now let's get back to the Gemara. Seifa son of Shungam Leel. Ditznan, yolda tumtum androgynous. If the animal has a tumtum and an androgynous, so then what? Is it an ola? Is it a shlamim? Shungam Leel Omer, ain kedusha chala alehem. There's no kedusha. There's no kedusha. Why? Because Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel holds safek chaya, safek zachar, safek nekeva, and therefore it's not a safek. He holds that translates into bir yibifnei atzma, and that's why we have that concept by androgynous, but also he says it by tumtum. So there is no kedusha, and that's what the last line of our Mishnah reflects that day up. And that's why he wouldn't take any. If somebody says, if my wife has a son, if my wife has a daughter, right, and there's a tumtum born, so then there isn't any kedusha. Just we haven't mentioned the shita in a while, so just to mention it again, we know there are three mitzvahs that are related to bechor. Three mitzvahs related to bechor. There's bechor pidyon haben, as we know, the firstborn son, as long as the parents aren't kohanim and levim b'chulu. Then we have bechor behema tahora. Right, the Bechar of a Behema Tahora, that one is Makriv on the Mizbeach, right? The firstborn egg of a chicken is not, and the firstborn deer is not, even though there is kosher animals. It has to be an animal that you give as a carbon. So the first one has Kedusha, and you have to give that as to the Kohen, Bechar, and then we have Petar Chamor, which is two mitzvahs, right? Petar Chamor, or Tifteh V'Sev, and Mosita V'Arafto. Those are the three mitzvahs that are all Halach L'maisa. All three of those are halacha l'maisa. We're only here pidyon haben more often than the others because it comes up more. Not too many Jews own so many animals. But the other ones are halacha l'maisa. If a Jew would own a sheep and have a firstborn, that would be a carbon walking around. We don't have that because we don't want that. So the Gemara already describes in the Rishonim in Bechoros that we do our best to prevent that. We don't want a carbon walking around. It can only lead to takala. It can only lead to problems. So that is why the minhag is, and this is recommended, the recommended minhag by the Rishonim, the Tosfos and Bechoros, that we create a shutfis with a guy before the animal is born, and that is mafkia, and that's monea, the kedusha of the bechar from kicking in. That's bechar b'hematara, but it's halacha l'maisa. If a bechar would be born bizman hazeh, it would be a bechar, and we'd have to wait for a mom, we'd have to be osik with it. Okay, but then we have bechar and petach hamor. That's also not too many Jews own donkeys, but if a Jew owned a donkey and it had a firstborn male, so then we would have to switch that with the sheep, give the sheep to the kohen, and fulfill the mitzvah. The interesting point, as the Taz points out in Yoredei Shin Chaf Aleph, is that only two out of three of those get a bracha. Right? Only Pidyon HaBen gets a bracha. And the last few lines in Pesachas Pesachim discusses who makes all the brachas, Pidyon HaBen and Shechiyanu, and Bechor Petach Hamor gets a bracha. But what about Bechor Behemoth Tahor? There's no bracha there. So the Taz talks about this in the halachas of Petach Hamor in Shin Chaf Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch says, Shulchan Aruch talks about the bracha there, says the Shulchan Aruch, I'll read it, Ein Podem Biseh Adom Le Menacher Ben Pada Padui, V'chulu V'chulu. And he says, he talks about the bracha. What exactly is the bracha? Here it is. V'chor behem b'tameya noheg v'chol makam v'chol zman v'inu agela b'chamorim mitzvaso shekol Yisrael sheish lo chamorah shebichra. You have a firstborn. Me'em asachayev leftoso. You give it to a coin. Mishivale et sheyamus mitzvah leftoso miyash v'lohashos a mitzvah v'chulu. So the Taz here in Sif Katan Zion. Here it is. I'm sorry, I was looking at the wrong one. Miyad kishifrish atletach as petach hamor chazer a petach hamor chulin. V'afilu kodem shasso lekoin. Right when I designate the sheep, then the chamar is a chulin umutter lehen osbo, and it's mutter to be mahana. Therefore, lofichach miyar kishem afrisho. Right when I'm mafrish the sheep, that's when the status changes, and therefore, right when I do that, mevarich asher kedeshadu b'mitzvosav etzivanu al pidyon petach chamar. That's it. One could go on the computer and see there are petach chamar ceremonies that are on that take place every so often. So the Taz here quotes the precious question, and that is, why is there no bracha on Bechor Behemoth Tahora? There's a bracha on petach chamar, there's a bracha on Pidyon HaBen, there's no bracha on Bechor Behemoth Tahora. So he quotes the Prisha, and the Prisha's answer is, De'ein mevarech el kishenishar biyadu b'mashu haya kodesh. The bracha, you only make a bracha in these areas if after you give something, you have something left in your hands. By a petach chamar, you have the chamar, and you give the sheep. By pidyon haben, you give the money, and you have your son. So there's something left. By bechor behemoth tahora, you just give it to the kohen. So there's nothing left. That's the prisha. The Taz doesn't like that, because what does that have to do with the bracha? There are many types of brachas that we make that there's nothing left in my, what, I'm afresh shuma, I give it to the kohen. What, the chulin misukanim is left in my hands? But there are other brachas that, we make, brachas ha-mitzvah, that there's nothing left in my hands. What, shofar and lulav, there's something left, it's just not shy to talk about that. So, vein zeh maspikli, to mikol makom, lama liyivarech ala mitzvah, to mali bakach shlo nishar biyado, kiva to mikol makom makayim mitzvah Hashem baruchu. So the Taz comes up with the yisod gadol. Beautiful. V'nirali, says the Taz, shin chaf aleph in yaradeya sivkat in zayin. V'nirali, dein shaya bracha el b'masha oseh ha'ado mishalo. A bracha is only when I do something. When there's something that I have to give. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to take part in this mitzvah. I didn't do anything. My animal had a baby, had a offspring, and it's carbon. What did I do? It's automatic. As if I never got the bechor. Very strong lashon. As if the kohen had the baby. Derachman azikalo bekach kamosha kaslav kol peta rechem li alkeni shach levara ki hu eno ze klum mimamono. He doesn't do anything. Mashenki the pidyon peta chamor ubechar adam shu nosi mimamono mizbazem alkeni mavarch shapra al mitzvazos kain nire li. That is what it appears. Which, if you say this chiddush here, then you have to figure out according to the Taz. So all of the hafrashas, shumas, and maisras, all of the other ones, it's considered that I'm giving something by truma. I have rights to choose to which coin I'm going to give it to. But once I'm offered truma, that's called I'm giving truma. That's not called because that's going straight from Hashem. Right, and you have to check all the cases where there's a matana going to a Kohen. Is that really going from me to him? According to the Taz, if it's a bracha, that would be a litmus test. Okay, second to last line. Meisvei. So we just had a machlokas between Abaya and Rava how to explain our Mishnah. Is our Mishnah machlokas tanoim, Reisha reflecting that tumtum is a safek and the seifa that he's a birya b'fnei atzma, or Rava says no. Rava says that is, I'm sorry, Abaya says no. Everybody agrees. Dochanos of Einlo, he's a safek, and therefore he's pushed to each side. Good. So meisve, we have a brisa tumtum yoreish keben v'nizon kabas. That's the line. Tumtum gets Yerusha like a son and gets Mizonos like a daughter. So what is that talking about? What's the case? Bishlam ala Rava Yoresh Keben Binachasin Mu'atin. According to Rava, so he says, Dochanasova Yeshlo. So he always gets the, according to the Tanakhama, he always gets the lower number. So he gets Yerushalayim Keben Binachasin Mu'atim. In the case where there's a Chasin Mu'atim, so whatever's left over beyond the Mizonos, that's what he'll get. Okay. Veniza Kabas Binachasin Merubin. And Binachasin Merubin, where the sons are, have the upper hand, so he'll be like a daughter. Right, but he'll get Mizonos like a Benachasim Reuben. El Abaya, but according to Abaya, my knees on Kabas. According to Abaya, he doesn't get anything. Right, Dochanas Ova Einlo. So what's knees on Kabas? Says the Gemara, L'Tameich, L'Rava, my Yorish Kaben. So according to your reasoning, says the Gemara, Rava also has a problem. What does it mean, Yorish Kaben? Right, in that case. Right, he doesn't get Yerusha like a ben. Ela ro'i li rash ve'ein lo. Hakanami ro'i lozun ve'ein lo. So you could reinterpret it that it doesn't literally mean that he's going to get. Just like a Rava would have to say ro'i ve'ein lo by Yerusha, so too I could say ro'i ve'ein lo by Mizonos. Good. Ha'omer im yalda ishti zachar v'chulu. So now we have the couple of lines of the agadic part of today's daf. Not too much agadita in this section of the of Basra, but we have a couple of lines. It says the Gemara, "Yalda ishti zachar." So if my wife has a zachar, so what the Mishnah say? Then she'll get the bar for the zachar. He'll get a mana. If she has an akeva, 200. So there's more for the girl than for the boy. That's what he promises. Was that telling us anything? It says the Gemara, "Lameimer debasa difalei mi ben." In this case, the daughter would be better for him, so to speak, and that's why he's giving her more money. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, "Mishum Rav Shimon Bayachai." Kol she, we had this earlier, right in the parak Kuf Tezayin. Kol she einu meniach ben liyarsho, Hakadosh Baruch Hu malei alav evra. If somebody does not leave a son to yarshin him, Hashem gets upset. Hashem gets angry. Shenei Amar v'havar temes nachalaso lebito v'in havara ela evra. It'll pass to the daughter. And that Evra Havartem could also be a reference to anger. Shnamar Yom Evra Hayom Hahu. So you see, it's not a good thing. So here it says a daughter is great, but there it says a leaving a son to get Yerusha is what's positive. We have discussed already there the Rishonim. What does that mean? Kol she'einu meniach ben liyarsha. The Adramah said there, only if somebody is purposely not osek, the period of Erivya. And therefore, he's not meniach ben liyarsho. But if somebody has seven daughters, a wonderful bracha, it's not what the Gemara is talking about. Kol she meniach ben liyarsho means if they were not osek, bedafka in period of river. We'll get back to that. Or in the Rabbi Chanan says maybe it's a siman. Somebody had a son, maybe he didn't survive him, Rachman al Islan. The Rishash says, no, be medayik. This maybe is in the pshuto shel halashon. Lo hiniach ben liyarsho. He had a son. But he didn't meniach ben liyarsha, and he gave away all the nechassim and prevented Yerusha. That's what, because meniach ben liyarsha, we try to get out of that. And that's what we said, maybe lamaisa even, if whatever shtaris we have, we leave a little bit for the Yerusha daraisa to kick in. One of the most famous people in history who was not osik, but period of Rivya, even l'shem shemayim, was Chizkiyo HaMelech. Remember the Gemara in Brachas Dav Yud, where Yishayo HaNavi comes to Chizkiyo HaMelech. The Gemara discusses behind that they each didn't want to go to each other, so finally Kadosh Baruch Hu made Chizkiyo sick, and Yishayo HaNavi went to him, and he says to Yishayo, "What's why am I so sick? Right? I didn't say I'm one of the greatest kings, but I don't understand why I'm so sick for." So he says, "Leisik Chizkiyo Gabai Dachi Ashkam Yehoram Ben Achav." So each wanted to go to each other. They didn't want to go to each other. So he said, Chizkiyo got sick. Lechu Baker Es Hachola. Based on the pasuk, Meisa Tov Lo Tichye. You are an osik in Puravu. Rise exactly the pshat of the Adrama that he gives to our Gemara. So an osik Puravu. Hashem gets angry. Hashem got angry here. So Amar Lei Mishum to Chazoy Li Baruch Hakodesh to Nafki Minoy Banin to Lamalu. I have Baruch Hakodesh. I see that my son's going to be terrible. My son's going to be one of the worst kings of Malchei Yisrael. So I don't want to bring that to the world. Amar Lei says Yishayo to him the famous line, Bahadi Kafshi Rachmana Lamalach. With the hidden things of God, that's not your issue. Not your issue. Bahadi Kafshi Drachmana. My demifkidis, Ibai the Chalamavid. What you are commanded to do, you need to do. Umay Denicha Kamikucha Brichu Levit. You do what you have to do, and how children, come out is up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Parents have to do their ishtavlus. But ultimately, it's up to Hashem. There's so much Yad to the Shemaya that's needed. Right? All the halachic parenting svarim talk about the hishtadlus and the tefillah. that have to be done with child rearing. Tefillah is such a major component also, the davening for our children. So he says, you know, you have to do what you have to do. It's a mitzvah. And what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so, you know, you can't prevent yourself. Amalei, okay, fine. But how about my son marries, how about I marry your daughter? Hasha Havli Bratav, Efsha de Gramas Chusa de Divi Duff, and Afkibina Pun and Demalu. Maybe our collective Chuyos will help out. He says, sorry, Kvar Nigzer Xera, that it's going to happen. And that's where Chesgiel gets very upset. Nigzer Xera? There's ever a time that there's no hope? Amarle Ben Amotz. Never use a last name. It always shows this person's angry. Ben Amotz, Kalei Nevoas Chavetzei, Kai Bekubani Beis Aviyaba, Filu Cherev Chadim Unachas, Al Tzavero Shaladam, Ayimon Atzvam Ben Arachimim. Right, you have to keep davening and keep trying. So that's an example of Lo As Akta Peri Verivya. Interesting, the Brisker Rav on Parshas Toldos. I think it is. So he's medayik in this Gemara. Might demifke this. He uses this Gemara to explain Rivka Imenu. Rivka Imenu is walking and she's having a hard pregnancy. Every time she walks by the shul and she feels a kicking, and every time she walks by Beis Avodah Zarah, so she says V'teilach L'Rosh Hashem, and he says Lama Zeh Anochi. What? Three of the hardest words in the Torah to know what they mean. Lama Zeh Anochi. What exactly does that mean? Why am I? Why am I what? Why am I pregnant? Many different pshatim given. So the Brisker Rav is medayik that we know that if somebody is an Eina Mitzvah V'yoseh, then they have flexibility in not doing the mitzvahs. Right? All the Avos were Eina Mitzvah V'yosim, so they did the mitzvahs when it fit in, and if they saw Baruch HaKodesh that the mitzvah or the Avera wasn't appropriate for them, right? Yaakov had to marry two sisters, so they did what they had to do, because Eina Mitzvah V'yoseh has more flexibility. But by Mitzvah V'yoseh, so that there's no flexibility. I have to do the mitzvah, period. So, says the Brisker Rav, maybe that's what Rivka is saying. Lamazal Anochi, I am a woman. I'm a woman, I'm not mitzvah in Puravu. Right, so what do I get into this for? After all this pain, right? Chizkiyahu HaMelech has to fulfill a mitzvah. What did Yishayahu tell him? My de mifkedis, what you're commanded to do, Yibodach HaLamevet. I'm not mifkedis, says Rivka Imenu. Say, for Lama Zonochi, why am I? Right, but that's all based on the Yad Ramah. The first suggestion here, what exactly it is, Kol Shem Einu Maniach Ben LeYarsha. But we mentioned also the Rishash gives the other pshat that we mentioned. Okay, let's continue. So again, the Gemara asks the question. Our Mishnah gives off the impression that a bas is the bracha, and like you have more, you give more, and over there it gives off that you have to have the son. So says the Gemara, a couple of answers. Number one, three answers. Le'inyin Yerusha ben Adiflay, regarding the mitzvah of Yerusha. Earlier it's Yerusha, so ben is Adif, because there's a mitzvah of Yerusha that applies to a son. Le'inyin Harvacha bito Adiflay. But in terms of taking care of children, and the father is more nervous about the daughter's financial state, he's going to give more to the daughter, right? Because that's harvacha. He wants to make sure that she is more comfortable in the financial support. Number one, Ushmuel Amar Hacham Mavkeres Askinan. Shmuel says here we're talking about a woman who's having her first child, and Ukeder Rav Chizda, Damar Rav Chizda, Bas Tchila Simin Yafe Labanim, a daughter first, that's Simin Yafe. Simen Yafel Abanim for the sons that come afterwards. Bas Trila Simen Yafel Abanim. Why is that? Igad Army Demarvi Lacha. Some say because they help raise the kids. They help raise the sons. Anybody who has a daughter first, you know, could probably verify this. I have a son first. V'igad Amre Baruch Hashem. To Lashal Tavein Abisha. And others say, no, there wouldn't be Ayin Hara, because sometimes if somebody has a son first, so then, people will look at you in that way for the bracha. What does that mean? That the Marsha says that if the son is first, they're going to get jealous of the Bechora. It's going to lead to fights. There'll be Ayin Abisha. The other children will look at the older son. You have a daughter first, there's not going to be any fighting. Because there's no double portion. We'll get back to that. But that's the inhibition number two. Okay, and there's one more line. I'm Rav Chista Ulu Didi Bantana Difin Libi Banai. And Rav Chista says, I have first-hand experience. My daughters are amazing. Banta Adifin Libi Banai, even greater than my son. So what exactly does that mean? So the Rishonim here discuss it. The Tosfos says that he had unbelievable sons-in-law. That's what it means, daughters. Not the pashtus of the right. That sons-in-law. My daughters are greater because they brought in the sons-in-law. Okay, that's what Tosfos says. The Ben Yehoyada says my daughters are adifin li mibanai because what's the emphasis of adifin li to me? As if there's something personal to me. Says the Ben Yehoyada. Creatively, he was a kohen. Other people like to have sons first because there's a misopinion on Ben. I didn't have that anyway. I wasn't going to have a pidyon haben anyway. I wasn't davening for a son first because I knew there's no mitzvah pidyon haben. Okay, so I have bas trila siman yafa labanim. Li, I'm a kohen. That's the emphasis, says the ben yoyada. Nearly bas yada d'shmaya. Tik tik lomer lididi. Yanki hu atzmo amar. He's the one that said 3 lines ago. Bas betchila siman yafa labanim. Didayik lomer daf labanim he siman yafa mishud the barbi luhu. Avala avia eno siman yafa. It's good for the sons, but for the father, it's not so good. He doesn't get to do the mitzvah. Ki mafsid mitzvahs pidyon haben. Amnam zeh ma'ayri ba'anashim Yisraelim. Ava ba'konim lo afsidu. Deinoi ba'a mitzvahs pidyon haben. Im ken adaraba. Tavo bas betchila adifle. Kadesha tisham shehu. V'yadu adarev chista kohen hu. And that's why it is, he works it out, even though I say simen yafeh. But, you know, for me, it's also a special status. There is, he quotes, a couple of Kabbalistic things here, or other unusual, I'll just mention them, and we'll get back. Bas Tchila Simen Yafel Labanim. So says the Ben Yoyada, there's a skula. Somebody wants to have a son. Let's say somebody has a couple of daughters, they want to have a son. So he gives a skula to have a son. What is it? Yishkula Lahavi Banim Zacharim. L'chavein Kodem Azivug B'pasik Torah Tzivalanu Moshe Marashaki Hilas Yaakov. Why? Because the first letter is tough, the last letter is base. Bas Tchila. You think about it, Bas Tchila, Simen Yafa Labanim. The Pasik of Torah Tzivah L'Anamoshe, which is the first Pasik that the Gemara says, the Rambam says we're supposed to teach our child when they're able to talk. So that Pasik, which is a simen of, maybe of a son, so thinking about that Pasik, Tchila, before one is with one's wife, Pasik says, Sofa Varasho Bas. He quotes some other gematrias and other things, but we know there's much discussed in the world of kavana when the special relationship between a husband and a wife, you know, kavana, you know, and our thoughts at that time are supposed to be specific to each other and to kavanas tovos, and therefore that is related to that. That's answer number 2 in the Gemara for Bas versus Ben. Just one other host, you know, let's do number 3, and then we will, we'll do it now, because it's on the Marsha that we just said. Why is Bas good over there? Because there wouldn't be any kinna. Wouldn't be any jealousy. There's nobody getting a double portion. Once kinna is mentioned, just to mention the Eben Ezra, because it's, also, you haven't mentioned it in a while. The issue of kinna is such a hard, it's a hard midah to work on. One of the hardest mitzvahs to work on. That's why it says even, to have a daughter first is great because it'll save you from kinna. Because the other children. But the Eben Ezra asks this kasha. The Eben Ezra, the end of the Aseret HaDibros in Yisro. He quotes, Anashim Rabim Yitmu Al Zos HaMitzvah. It's the mitzvah of Losachmod. Not to be jealous or to covet. People have wondered about this. Eichia Adam Shalo Yachmod Dever Yafeh Belibo. Kol Mashu Nechmad Lamarei Nov. How is it possible? How is it possible not to violate Losachmod? It's such a hard mitzvah. Said the Eben Ezra, I'll give you a mashal. I don't think the Eben Ezra has too many mashalim in his commentary on Chumash. But here's one. Da. Ki ish kafri shi ish lo das nechona. There's a villager, v'hura bas melech, and the princess is coming through the town, and she's on her fancy agala. And the lowly villager sees her. She yafeh. Lo yachmodo sabolibo she ishkavima. He's not going to wonder to try to marry her. Ki yadak yizeh lo yitachin. That's out of the realm of reality. So we're not going to have that. That's in that case. V'al tachshov zeh kafri shu ke'echa mena mishugoyim. She yisava she'ilu k'nafayim lo'ov ha'shamayim. Right? Would anybody ever dream, I wish I was a bird so I could really fly in the sky? Okay, sometimes we might think that, oh, it would be great to be a bird. But do we really, are we jealous of the birds? We're not jealous of birds. Because birds are birds and people are people. We're not jealous. Some things are such a natural part of our teva enoshi, our natural way of thinking. So he says that's how we have to think about. Right, everybody else's stuff has to be like wings of birds. And that's how, and again, it's hard, but that's how we have to try to put it into perspective. We know it's one of the three Averis that are Motzias Adam and Olam, Kina Tayyav Akavid. The Nesiva Shalom writes at the end of Parshas Noach that the big three Averos that the Torah starts off with, Torah didn't start off so, humankind did not start off so amazingly, right? The Eitz Hadas itself, but after that, we have the Dor HaMabul and the Dor HaFlaga, and, right, the Stone, right? So, it's, so those, the Nesiva Shalom parallels how that's the beginning of the world, right? As the world gets established, we have to mention, we have the Chatoim of Kinetayim of Akavid, and in that way, then the Avos come along and are masakin those Averos. That's his beautiful piece at the end of Parshas Noach. It's called Parshios HaChataim HaRishonim. Right? But part of that is Kina, and that's what the Marsha relates to here. Okay, so that is number two. Again, the Mishnah here, which gives that Bas gets more, and the earlier Gemara, that if somebody's an Eino Meniach Ben, it's a problem. So, number one, Yerusha versus Harvacha. Number two, here we're talking about a firstborn, and that's why it's good to have girls first. Third answer, Viva Yisema, Hamani Rabbi Yehuda hi. So machlokas tanoim. This is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says Bas is the bracha and the Bas gets more money. Hey Rabbi Yehuda, which Rabbi Yehuda are we talking about? Ilema Rabbi Yehuda de Bakol. If it's Rabbi Yehuda Bakol, which Bakol? This Gemara appears in two places in Shas, both in Baba Basra. Right, we had it back at the end of the first paragraph to Zion, and we have it right here. Ditanya, Hashem Beirachas Avram, Bakol, Hashem blessed Hashem with everything. Right, the Pesukim describe that in Bereishis. What does Bakol mean? Rabbi Meir Omer, Shalohai Elobas. He had such a bracha, he didn't have a daughter. What does that mean? That's a bracha not to have a daughter? We'll get to that in a second. Rabbi Huda Omer, Shalohai Elobas, Ubakol Shema. No, the opposite. Hashem gave him a daughter named Bakol. Right, so that's the bracha. You see, Rabbi Yehuda says it's a great thing to have the daughter. So the Gemara says, "Eimer the Shamas leather Rabbi Yehuda Bartanami lochasri Rachman ala Avraham." All you see from there is that Avraham had everything, also a daughter. Da adifa mi ben mi Shamas le. But do you see from there that it's better than the son? Just means Hashem had everything. Avraham had everything, a son, a daughter. So that's all it means. So we're gonna have to go on to find a different Rabbi Yehuda. But the Ramban. Anybody looks at any source on this pasuk, the Ramban on this pasuk, what is Rabbi Meir talking about? And what is, so he says the Ramban, Rabbi Meir who says, oh, he didn't have a daughter, what's the bracha? Because he would have nobody to marry her off to. Who would he marry her off to? But the Kananim. Right, look at Tosfos first. Tosfos says, Bas Hayelo Ubakol Shma. V'yib Tomar. V'lama lo hisiyah liYisraq. First question. Why didn't he tell, right, who's Yisraq going to marry? Let him marry his sister, because at that time Ben Noach was Mutar Bachoso. Says Tosis, maybe she was a Ketana, Sheva Ketana Isa, or Mehagar Isa Lo, Velo Misara. Right? Okay. But the says the Ramban, that's Rabbi Meir Shita. That who would he marry her off to? The Darsh Rabbi Meir Shlo Haisa Lo Basla Avraham. The Zulo Bracha, Kilo Haya Yachol Lasia Rak Lebnei Kanan Ha Arurim. Vimishal Chenem Learzo. What, he's going to send her somewhere else? Like Yitzchak went? No, because the Isha follows the husband, and she's going to follow all the Avodah Zarah. Gamkin Tavot Shem Avodah Zarah Kimosam. Ki Ha'isha Bershos Baila. The Avraham Lo Yachmot, She Yitzi Zarah Akasher, Misara Ishto, Chutz Laretz. The Afki Avodah Zarah. And then he says, U'be'em Eshina Kavana Lacher, Ma'machlok Eslemim Rabbi Yehuda, Lodi Osanu Shem Abbas Hazos Bovad. Then he gets into Rabbi Yehuda. What, there was a daughter named Bakol? What, it's a word game? Says the Ramban, there's Kabbalistic ideas going on here. There are secrets here. V'chalil olam sheyotziu berchaso shel Avraham shigdola. Hashem gave Avraham everything and make that into a daughter named Bakol. Says Ramban, that's impossible. Aval acherim chidshu bepirish hakatzav zeh inyan amok ma'od. V'darshu ba'zeh sod misodos ha-Torah. V'armu ki Bakol tirmoz al inyan gadol. What is it? Read the rest of the Ramban about the Derech HaEmes that he discusses. But there's something secret about the daughter named Bakol. Okay, either way, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, so it can't be that Rabbi Yehuda. That Rabbi Yehuda says that the daughter, no, that says that the daughter is included. Doesn't mean that he's any greater. So Ella Ha Rabbi Yehuda. It's the following Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, the Brisa says, as discussed in Maseches Ksubis as well. Mitzvah lazunas habanos. It's a mitzvah for a father to give food to his daughters, right? This is in the sugyas, as we've had about Tanai Ksuba, right? Mitzvah lazunas habanos, v'kavachomer labanim, and surely to the sons, to aski batorah, that are involved in Torah, and therefore you are supporting them. Devar Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, mitzvah lazunas habanos, v'kavachomer labanos. So let's learn the opposite. Mitzvah to give the daughters so that they don't have to go out and look for money. It's easier for a son to go out and look for money than the daughters. So you see from there, Rabbi Yehuda says you have to take more care of the daughters than the sons, and that's the author of our Mishnah. Period. Elahadatanya Yolda Zachar Vinikeva, but the Brisa that says if a woman had a male and a female, Hazachar Notel Shisha Dinarim and a Keva Notel Shnei Dinarim. Bimai. The Brisa quotes the halacha but doesn't quote what the case is. Says, if a woman has the male and the boy and a girl, so the boy takes six and the girl takes two. And if you put that all into Zuzim, the boy takes 150 and the girl takes 50. 150 and 50. Right? So what's the case there? Right? Is it the daughter gets more, the son gets more? We don't know what the father say. So Amar Ravashi, Amrita Lishraisa Kamedra Rav Kahana, Bimisares. The case is a case of misares. What's a case of misares where things were flipped? Misares, Rashi, Rashbam, Shesires, Tna'av Zeh, Lemafreya Mizeh. Shehisna continues the Rashbam, and then we'll get back to the Gemara. Shehisna Ledas Ta'omim. He made a Tanai about twins. What comes out first? If this order, then this is going to happen, this order, that's going to happen. What was it? Tamar. Zachar, Tchila, Masayim, Nekeva, Achra, Veloklum. If the son comes out first, 200, and the girl gets nothing. Why? Maybe he'll be very excited, Pidyon HaBen, the Bechor. So, 200, 0. Nekeva, Tchila, if the girl comes out first, then it's split evenly. Mana, Zachar, Nekeva, Tchila, Mana, Zachar, Achre, HaMana. So, boy first, 200, 0. Girl first, 100, 100. Zachar, Nekeva. And then, he had twins, boy and a girl, v'lo yadin, and hemi nayo nafek bereisha. And he's not sure. They're not sure which came out first. So that's the case. So Zachar shakal man imanef shakha. The Zachar takes 100 for sure. Because he at least gets 100. Even if he came out second. And the idach, mana, have, mama namuta besafek, the chokin. And that's why it's 100, 150 and 50. Because the first 100 goes to the boy. The next 100 is split, 50-50. That's the case that the Brisa is talking about. Bali Tosfos here say, Mama namuta besafek chokin. Isn't that that's the shita of sumchus? That's not our shita, and therefore, why does the Gemara say this? So Tosfos says, according to the Rabbanan, this would not be true. According to the Rabbanan, we would say most of a chaverel of a raya, and the boy gets everything. Only sumchus says mama namuta besafek is chokin. Bottom Tosfos, the Rabbanan, the army most of a chaverel of a raya, have yakov becheskas hazacher shehu yorish lachar misa inami filu Rabbanan v'chulu. That's Tosfos. If you look in the Ritva says, that's very difficult, because the Gemara doesn't say it's only according to Sumchus. When there's a Mishnah that's only according to Sumchus, the Gemara says it, right? The first beginning of that parak in Baba Kama. Shar Shnagach Sapara, you're not sure if the Parah had the baby before or after. So the Gemara says, Zu Divrei Sumchus. Zel Rabbanan Omar Amozim Echamel Varaya. Right, Memvav or so in Baba Kama. So the Ritva says, I find it very difficult to say this is only Sumchus. So says the Ritva, there's no Muchzakis here by the sons. You wouldn't say a Mosebe Chaber Levarai here. Why? Because there are other sons. And if there are other sons also, remember what we said earlier, if there's a Katab of Safek, they have to have, write a Harsha'a Zulazu, in order to give each other permission to be able to be motzi it from the other sibling. But if you have to write a Harsha'a for each other, that shows that it's not Mukhsak to any one person, and therefore they're no better than the Bas. So that's where the Ritva creates a case where there's no Mukhsakis. So you wouldn't say a Mosebe Chaber Levarai, because there are other sons. Or the other way to get out of it, which is the Tashbeis writes this in a tshuva, there's no muchzakas because the father said this before the kids were born. The father said before the kids were born and before he died. So he's the issue is that maybe Yerusha was prevented. What's that mosebe chaverel v'raya? I know vada it's mine and you're trying to be motzi it from me. Here the question is, did it go to his rishus? It's not a question of you're trying to be motzi it from that rishus. Right? It was beforehand we have the suffix. And therefore, it wouldn't be a chazaka, and therefore this could be even according to the Rabbana. Good. Says the Gemara, third to last line. V'ha detanya yalda zachar v'nekeva ein lo elamana heichem ishkachas la. So we have another brisa. Again, we have all these brises. We don't know what the case was. We have another brisa that says, if she has a male, a boy and a girl, he only gets a mana. Which obviously that lashon sounds like he could have gotten more, and the answer is no. He only gets a mana. What's the case? Heichem ishkachas la. Amar avina bimevasreini. That price is not about the kids. It's about the announcer that told me what I had. I'm so excited when somebody comes to tell me, you know, that I had a child. I'm going to give him something. So bimevasreini. So what's the case? Detanya bimevasreini bameh niftar rachma shel ishti. If somebody comes and tells me what my firstborn was, im zachar, yital mana, yolda zachar, no tomana. Im nekeva, mana, yolda nekeva, no tomana. Right, whatever he tells me, boy, he, the mevaser, gets a mana. Right, the you know, either one. Yolda zachar menekeva, but what happens if he comes and tells me I had twins? So, ein lo elamana, he only gets a mana. Meaning, you might have thought that he would get 200, because each one gets a mana. That's the price. Ein lo ela mana, the mevaser only gets a mana. Iva zachem et keva lo amar. One second, says the guard. But he didn't say that. Maybe he should get zero. Because im zachar, im nekeva, this is not either of them. So no. Da amar nami, im zachar, im nekeva, nami ito mana. He said that too. He said all three. Says the guard, ela mute mai. Okay, so it's so pashut. So what is it excluding? When wouldn't he get? Lemute nefel. Rachmana litzlan, if there's a child born that is not a bar kayama, so then he wouldn't get any. That's not called a ben or a bas or a zachar and a keva or either. Good. We're familiar with the mevaser of the future, right? The mevaser, right? That's also going to tell us about a birth. The birth of the geula, the birth of Mashiach. That's what we daven for in terms of the mevaser. Ho da amar lalo debisu, nechase lahay de ma'abris. Somebody says to his pregnant wife, honey, I'm giving assets to whatever child you're pregnant with. He's trying to give to his unborn child. Amar Rav Huna, that doesn't work. Havi mezake le'ubar, v'mezake le'ubar lokana. No, that's being mezake for an ubar, and that kinyan doesn't work. Tosfos has a very important line here. Tosfos says, even if it's a shchiv meira. Why? Because a shchiv meira solves the problem of kinyan. If you need a kinyan, and a shchiv meira can't do a kinyan, so then it's ki'ilu, he did the kinyan and you don't need it. But if there's a different chisaron, a different problem, we don't say shchiv meira solves all problems. What's the problem here? Davar shlo bala olam, as we'll see in a second. So shchiv meira doesn't solve that, right? Says Tosfos. V'yav agad the divrei shchiv meira kichsuv nechum esurin damu lo mani midi. Doesn't help. Why? Tkiva dibibari lo mahani afilu al yedei kinyan. Since the bari wouldn't help people with a kinyan, so too, a shchiv meira, it wouldn't work. Again, there's more there, but that's an important line of Tosfos. What does a shchiv meira solve? It solves the ma'aseh kinyan you don't have to do. But it doesn't solve all other problems. Eisver of Nachman Rav Huna, is that really true? That if you try to give something to your unborn child, the kinyan doesn't work. But what do you mean? What about our Mishnah? What about what we'll be talking about the past daf? Ha'omer im yolda ishti zachar yitol mana yolda zachar. No, talman. I'm sorry. Im yolda ishti zachar yitol mana yolda zachar. No, talmana. Right? So our Mishnah. If my wife has a son, he'll get this. Isn't that Mizaka l'ubar? Amar avle mishnah seinu eni yodei mishana. He threw up his hands. I have no idea. I have no idea. I don't know who the author of the Mishnah is. Asks the Gemara a couple of questions, which we're not going to get finished them today. There are six of them on today's daf. Why didn't he answer blank? That's what we're about to say. So we're going to have it. It's going to go on to tomorrow's daf. Number one, Vale Vale, why didn't he answer Rabbi Meiri? Why didn't he answer that our Mishnah, why didn't Rav Huna, the great Rav Huna, why didn't Rav Huna say our Mishnah is Rabbi Meir's opinion? Da'amar adamakla, davar shlo bala olam. Right? We know, Sugi and Shas, that you can be makna davar shlo bala olam. So why didn't he say our Mishnah is Rabbi Meir? Answer, Eimer, the Shamas le the Rabbi Meir, we'll go with our Girsa. The Rashbam has a Girsa of bidavar shiyeshna ba olam. Our girsa is lidavar shiyeshna ba'olam. We'll go with our girsa now. When does Rebbe Meir allow you to do a davar shlo ba'olam where the recipient is at least ba'olam? Lidavar shiyeshna ba'olam. Lidavar she'eino ba'olam mishamislei. But to a davar she'eino ba'olam mishamislei. Right? Who is, how is that going to work? Gittin. So, to a davar shows he never says that. Meaning, what's our girsa? If the chefs is not ba'olam, the item of kinyan, so that's fine. That's a rule. Rav Meir would allow that. But if the recipient is not ba'olam, so does he say that? Does he say that? Ask Tosfos. Again, fascinating Tosfos. Gittin Yud Gimel. What are the classic cases of Darshul Ba'olam? This is you. I'll marry you after you convert. After I convert. After you're freed. So is that considered ba'olam? Lidavrsha ba'olam or not? A guy to a Jew. Ask Tosfos. Gittin Yud Gimel Amabez. V'im Tomar. Mehecha Shamina Leder Meir. Damar Adamakna Dovr Shalom Olam. Meahi La'achar Shetiskayer V'tishachri Mekudeshes V'chulu. Shamina Nami Dadamakna Lidavr Shalom Olam. Tachtoni La'achar Sheeskayer La'achar Sheeshachrer. Isn't that like a Dovr? That Lidavr? Because the person's not Jewish. Not Jewish to Jewish. Isn't that like not in the world? Gershin is Gar Kanshin Ola Dami. Says Tosfos now. V'yei Shlomar. The Ovid Kochan and the Eved Isnuhu Ba'olam. Ela Shem Chusarim Geirus V'Shechur. V'lo Damu L'Noladim D'Lesnu Ba'olam Klal. Wow. Tosfos Gittin Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Tosfos says, even though we say Gershin is Gai Katan Shenola Dami, it's not Mamish. It's Kikatan Shenola Dami. Meaning, a katan not being born yet, that's more lo bala olam than a goy converting. Right, that's the yesod in Tosas. He is bala olam, the goy. That's such a great answer that the Rishonim there, the Ramban, the Rishba discuss. That's such a great answer that it's bala olam, so then just the pendulum swings. So how is that even an example of a davar shelo bala olam? That's the classic example in the Rabbi Meir, the Rabbanan. So if a goy is bala olam, why do the Rabbanan argue with that? So it's like back and forth. That Tosfos asks, isn't that totally lo bala olam? He said, no, no, it's bala olam. Then you have the other way. So why do the Rabbanan reject that? So that's a great great sugya, but not for now. Continue. So valei malei. So that's why that can't be the Rabbi Meir can't be the shita in our Mishnah. Valei malei Rabbi Yosi hi d'amar uber kani. So how about Rabbi Yosi? Rabbi Yosi holds that a fetus could be kone. Specifically. Tanan, where did he say this? Uber posel v'no machal div Rabbi Yosi. We're going to go with the Rashban shot of that line. Number one, uber posel. What does that mean? If there is an Ashes Kohen, the Kohen dies. Now the wife is there. There are some other kids, Kohanim, but she's also pregnant. Rabbi Yosi says that the Avadim that were left in the Yerusha cannot eat Truma, even though an Eved of a Kohen can eat Truma, but this Eved, the Avadim, are owned by all the brothers and the baby. And this Rabbi Yosi holds that the baby is a Yisrael until he's born. And then he becomes a Kohen. Ubar b'mei imo zarehu. And therefore, these Avadim are owned by Kohanim and Yisrael. They can't eat Truma. That's what it means, Ubar posel ve'eno machil. And the other way, let's say this is the only child. The woman, Ashes Kohen, does not have other children. So if she wasn't pregnant, she goes back to her father's house and she's a Yisrael. But what about an Ubar? Is an Ubar enough to be ma'achil, to allow her to eat truma? No. Because the most she is Yisrael. So that's not good enough, too. That's Rabbi Yosi. Uber v'no machil, divir Rabbi Yosi. But what do you see from there? That the Uber has a status. The Uber owns part of the Eved. So maybe he's the mazakal Uber, Kana. So maybe our Mishnah is reflecting that Shita. Answer? No. Shaini Yerusha haba me'lecha. It's easier to own Yerusha than to be Kona anything else, because it happens automatically from Hashem. He created that Kenyan. And therefore, to say that an Uber is Kona Yerusha, that's not a Raya. To say that an Uber is Kona any other money, that's why he can't say that. That's why Rav Huna didn't say that our Mishnah is Rabbi Yosi. Number three. V'alei malei Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka hi. Maybe our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. Our Tana from Daf Kuf Lamed. To Amar, Loshna Yerusha, Loshna Matana. Tisan, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka said it applies to even an unborn fetus, whether it's a Yerusha or Matana. Ditznan, the Mishnah said earlier, remember, Daf Kuf Lamed, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka Omer, Im Omer Amisha Roy Liyorsha, Dvarav Kayamin. If somebody wants to give some of the Yerusha to someone else who is supposed to be Morish, right, Roy Liyorsha, one brother out of six brothers, he can do that. Dvarav Kayamin. And that also is even by Matana. Right, even to children who are not born yet. Oh, yours is not born yet. How do you know that's Matana? That's a good question here. The Rush here in the Chidim Kubet says, the Ran discusses, what exactly is the Raya? How do you know Rabbi Yochanan Broka is even about Matana and not just Yerusha? Maybe because he's trying to give it Mechayim. It's a discussion. But either way, says the Gemara, why isn't that our opinion? Gemara says, who says Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka is talking about even children who are not born yet? Maybe it's only to Yerushim that are born already. Who says... So the Gemara says, maybe he does hold that way. May Rabbi Yochanan hold like Rabbi Yosi. He put the last two together. The Gemara says, Miyam of the Severlay. Who said? We don't have any evidence that Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka holds it even by a child who is not born yet. Misha Roy Liyarsho. So that can't be. Let's do one more. Number five. Maybe our Misha is not talking about the babies at all. Maybe he's talking about, like we said, the Brisa, the Mavaser. He's talking about whoever tells me that my wife had a son. So Gemara says, Ihachi, the last line of the Mishnah wouldn't fit in. Diktani Seifa, Vim'insham, Yorish, Elohu, by the Tumtum, Yorish Hakol. Ibim Mavasreni, Yorish Mayabidite. No, it's clearly talking about a child. We're not talking about anything more than a child. Period. Okay, we're up to number 6 and 7. But again, Davar Shelo Bala Olam is a huge topic. We touched on it a little bit. Lidavar, Bidavar, either way, we'll have to stop here. Okay?